All right, so very good. I think we can probably ignore the one that we started, and I think that everything that we'll need to do is right here on this form. So you, for the two, you would type in that MICH-50 Echo Oscar Charlie again, so MICH-50 EOC, and then in the info/carbon copy field, KE8WUO, and then the rest of it is sort of self-explanatory. If you have any questions, like what is a POTS landline, I have a real good description of what all that is on the website, so feel free to check that out. But I can tell you that's plain old telephone service. So if you have a hard line phone in your house, that's what it's asking. And so, yeah, I don't know, just go through that form, fill out as much as you can. You don't have to be, you know, you can make it seem like the world is ending, you know, you just for testing. And then go ahead and hit submit, and then we'll go from there.
Roger that. Well, thank you, KE8WO. I appreciate that. And then I could add any number of call signs, probably comma separated, include whoever needs to be included in other situations. Is that it, Roger?
That is mostly a Roger. I copied all, but use a semicolon, not a comma, to separate. If you look in the green text underneath the info CC column, you'll see that call signs or emails entered into the two or info fields above can be multiples separated by a semicolon. If you use a comma, I don't think it'll work too well. But if you use a semicolon, the dot over the comma, then you should get the result you're after.
Oh, Roger that. I'm going to enlarge this page. These guys don't see as well as they might. So, and it's getting late. I'm probably going to finish this up tomorrow. I do appreciate all your efforts there to help me out here tonight, John. And Tim, I definitely appreciate you hanging out and listening for a few minutes. Get me squared away. Thanks for sending that email. And I'll probably need help to do the next one. But then I'm just assuming that there's a way that I can copy this and attach it or attach this file to that message, correct?
I think just at the bottom you just hit submit. I haven't submitted one yet, but I'm going to do mine. But I think when you hit submit, it will just send it as its own isolated thing, and it'll post to the outbox, and then you'll have to, you know, do the telnet connection and hit start, and then it will send it. And the other thing that we started to do, I think I sent you down the wrong road. You didn't probably need to do that, where we were starting to compose a separate email. The template is its own thing. It will get sent all by itself. And so the email that we were starting to compose would probably just be a standard email. So the process was supposed to be, you know, click a new message and then fill out the template and then send that. And I think that would be what we need to do. But hopefully that answers your questions. We'll see. You know, we'll see what it does when we fill these out. But I think it'll be clear.